This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 67 of BookCareers.com Live. I'm recording this on Sunday, the 19th of April 2020, when we're still on lockdown due to coronavirus and after a week of more publishers announcing that major parts of their workforce are being furloughed. Since I started this podcast in January 2019, I've prided myself that every episode has brand new content. However, this week, I want to give you a best bit of some vital material for this moment in time. I really feel it is important that as many of you as possible are prepared for what might come in the future. It cannot escape anyone's notice that what may follow the virus could be a major recession, and with it, job losses. This doesn't necessarily mean all those who are furloughed are vulnerable to lose their jobs, as it really depends what part you play in a fully operating business. But regardless of whether you have been furloughed or not, now is a good time to update your LinkedIn profile. If you are being furloughed or you feel your job is at risk, please contact me at suzanne@bookcareers.com and I'll see if we can run a separate job club initiative call to support you through this difficult time. The content that follows was originally recorded in episode 18. This week, I want to talk to you about the value of LinkedIn if you are not looking for a job. When you're job searching, LinkedIn can be a very powerful tool. But are you aware that it can be even more powerful if you're already in a job and have no intention of looking elsewhere? So many people don't bother to keep their LinkedIn profile up to date unless they're job hunting, and this can be a huge mistake and lead to a number of missed opportunities, both for you personally and for your current employer. There are many reasons why you should keep LinkedIn up to date, and here are 8 essential ones. Number 1. It's easy to connect with people that you met at the conference, the book fair, the networking event, the book launch, and see more about them than just their business card. If they are smart, you can see their career history, and they in turn might lead you to other interesting connections. Do remember that sending a personal connection request, one where you have written, "It was good to meet you at the conference, I'd like to connect with you," rather than the automatic, "Please accept my connection request," has far more value. And remember that currently on the app, you have to go to a person's individual profile to send such a personal request. If you do it from the menu, it's an automatic request. 2. LinkedIn also has a feature within the mobile app, Find Nearby. So when you were at the conference or event, you might want to turn this on to see who you can connect with during the day at coffee or lunch breaks. Just remember to turn this off again if you're concerned about your privacy. 3. Once you've connected with the people you have met, you can follow their status updates and see the projects they are excited about or the news they want to share. Follow their companies too, as there are many company pages sharing regular updates which you might not see elsewhere. 4. Likewise, sharing your own status updates and news about your own projects, company or books can add huge value to the work that you do. 5. LinkedIn groups can be useful for asking peers or following relevant discussions. There are thousands upon thousands of LinkedIn groups, and say, for instance, your publisher wants to branch into a different area or industry, such as the games, broadcast or tech areas, you could find a relevant group and see what they are talking about, or even create your own post within such a group. 6. Approaches from others. Think of the number of companies or industries currently looking for publishing partners or putting feelers out for joint ventures or innovative new products. LinkedIn is one of the ways that they will find you and your employer, and this can lead to some great new opportunities that you'd never have considered. For this to work properly, do have your real job title rather than publishing professional or looking for connections. Yes, I know it can be really annoying to get sent connection requests from all and sundry, and particular people selling print services all the time, or authors trying to get published. But you can set the criteria of who is able to send you a connection request. For example, you can request that you only get approaches from people who know your email. But to me, this somehow defeats the object of the exercise by blocking approaches from other interesting people that you might not already know. You don't have to connect with everyone who sends you a connection request. You can quietly deny the request and only accept those who you really want to connect with. I know, because I do this all the time. I won't tell you what my criteria is for accepting you on LinkedIn, but I'm quite clear in my head about who I accept and why. You should be too. 7. Writing a LinkedIn blog post. Instead of writing a status update which links back to your company site, have you thought about writing an article on LinkedIn's site and then having a link at the end referring back to your company site? It is best not to replicate information published elsewhere, as LinkedIn will penalise you for this in their algorithm. But if you've got a story or insight to share which deserves a wider audience, LinkedIn could be the place to share it. So there are 7 reasons why you must be on LinkedIn if you're in a job. Reason number 8 is the inevitable. There will perhaps come a time when you want or need to move on from your current role. Wouldn't it be great if your LinkedIn profile was already lovely and polished and your network up to date and you didn't have to panic or update it surreptitiously? So use this podcast to update it now and emphasise the value of points 1 through to 7 to your employer as to why you're doing this. If you are now updating your profile, here are just a few key points to remember. Take your profile off broadcast updates while you mess around with it. You can find this under the settings of privacy and updates. Use the current photo which resembles you, so if people are trying to spot you at an event, they know what you look like. And make it a professional looking headshot, one that represents the professional person you are. You can also add in a LinkedIn header, which might represent some of the books you've worked on or new projects you are currently working on. You don't have to add your whole career and education history if you don't want to. Your LinkedIn profile shouldn't be an exact replication of your CV. That's enough to be going on with. I'll talk about using LinkedIn for your job search in a future podcast. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.